I didn't know about it. I hope it's the right presentation.
Do you want me to click for you?
Nah. Oh, it is the right one.
Good afternoon. My name is Elmer Freeman, and I'm the moderator for this session, and we'll also be presenting briefly. As you see, it's a session on Massachusetts health reform and an opportunity for eliminating disparities and creating health equity. I actually want to introduce the panelists before I do my brief presentation. I'm going to be followed by Dr. Michelle David, who is an associate professor at Boston University School of Medicine and also the director of community health programs for the Center for Excellence in Women's Health at Boston Medical Center. Her clinical practice and research is with minority and underserved populations. Well, she's a native of Haiti and also is a co-director of the Haitian Health Initiative. She's also a Soros Policy Fellow affiliated with Healthcare for All in Massachusetts, which is the leading consumer advocacy and policy organization, and is also the co-chair of the Disparities Action Network, which is a statewide coalition of organizations across Massachusetts working to promote health equity. She's going to be followed by Megan Patterson, who is the director of the Office of Health Equity and the Center for Health Equity and Social Justice at the Boston Public Health Commission, the health department for the city of Boston. In her role, Megan focuses on developing strategies to close the gap on racial and ethnic disparities through a range of activities aimed at ending racial and ethnic disparities caused by various environmental and social factors. Ms. Patterson will be highlighting the approaches of the Boston Public Health Commission, both within the city of Boston and across New England, as a recent grantee from the CDC on a REACH U.S. Initiative. She's going to be followed by Linda Martinez, who is a professor and director of internships in the community health program at Tufts University. Linda's committed to engaging students in community-based research partnerships and the development of asset-based programming and interventions. She works with immigrant and minority populations across northeastern United States as well as in the Caribbean. She is also active member of Critical Mass and its steering committee. Critical Mass is a statewide organization also focused on eliminating disparities. And then finally is going to be Roxanne Reddington Weil, who has been a community planner at Action for Boston Community Development, which is our anti-poverty agency in the city, for the past 12 years. Before that, she was successfully chasing her PhD in Celtic Studies and Anthropology with anthropological focus. She's a founding member of Critical Mass and a co-author of The Toolkit, which she will be presenting on today. She also does community organizing and policy work on food stamps, welfare benefits, homeless home foreclosures, and low-income tax policy. So with that, I'm just going to give a brief introduction to the session that you're going to be seeing today. Massachusetts in April 2006 became the first state in the nation to come up with universal health care. We call it the Massachusetts Health Reform. I call it the Massachusetts Experiment. And what you have to recognize is that it may in fact be an opportunity for us to impact on racial ethnic disparities in health and achieve health equity as a state. The bottom line is the universal goal of Massachusetts health reform was really around coverage. Universal coverage was the ultimate goal. Then there's this whole philosophy around shared responsibility, that there is a role for government, a role for business, and also for individuals. Relative to examples for that, in terms of government's responsibility, Massachusetts expanded Medicaid entitlement, this significant expansion to cover more people. They went up to 300% of federal poverty level. There were insurance reforms in terms of business in order to make this work, with various kinds of packages being developed by traditional insurers called Commonwealth Choice that gave a range of options to make healthcare coverage more affordable, targeted certain populations, for instance. As you know, we're an education state with some 48 colleges and universities in the state. So insurance that allowed students, if you will, to continue on their parents' insurance until the age of 26. was another, you know, change and reform within the insurance market itself. And then there also is individual responsibility in the fact that there is an individual mandate for residents of Massachusetts to demonstrate that they, in fact, have health insurance. And if, in fact, they do, cannot demonstrate that, they receive a penalty in the tax code of the income tax code of the state. You know, we've been at this for a while. We like to call it continuous policy improvement. We first went through universal health care in 1988 when our governor at the time, Michael Dukakis, ran for president of the United States and established universal coverage in the state of Massachusetts as far back as 1988. It was not implemented, however, because Michael's administration was followed by Governor Well, who was a Republican administration, and the entire program was dismantled before it actually could be implemented. We also did something significant in 1996 in terms of mass health or Medicaid expansion, in terms of who was ultimately covered. We disconnected, if we will, Medicaid from welfare and made people based on income eligible for Medicaid as opposed to based on being on welfare. And then two major entities that came out of our health reform is the Cost and Quality Council and the Disparities Council we're going to talk a little bit about. Well, this whole notion of disparities, we've been focusing on it since David Satcher and the Healthy People 2010 made the elimination of disparities by 2010, the objective for the United States. Really moving towards looking at health equity because disparities, inequalities, and differences ultimately lead to inequities if, in fact, they are avoidable, unnecessary, and unfair. And hence our focus on the elimination. This is an acronym I give credit to some colleagues at Harvard that came up with this acronym. E is to educate, L is to legislate, and you can read it on and on. And what you're going to see are programs that actually participate in these varying strategies in the cities and across the state of Massachusetts to actually impact on racial ethnic disparities in health. In 2005, we had a legislative commission that was appointed by the legislature. Was co-chaired by Representative Peter Kutujan and Senator Diane Wilkerson that looked at this whole and developed a strategy for eliminating racial ethnic disparities within the state. Their report was issued in August of 2007. And the major areas looked at both the social context of health, issues around access to health care, healthcare quality and delivery, and then also workforce development. So the strategies were identified in these four major areas, and many of these were also adopted in terms of the Health Reform Act. Just to give you some examples of things that are happening and presentations that you'll see here today, the Disparities Action Network is a group of some 72-plus organizations that came together about 2.5 years ago that actually filed legislation that was focused on the elimination of disparities and established an Office of Health Equity at the level of the Secretary of Health and Human Services, recognizing that we really wanted to impact on these social, economic, and political determinants of health, and wanted the Secretary, who sits in cabinet meetings with the Secretary of Transportation, the Secretary of Administration and Finance, the Secretary of Communities and Development and Housing, to actually have these conversations about how do we, you know, do across the secretaries a strategy that would impact on the social determinants of health. Disparities Action Network is also involved in community organization and mobilization. You can see here at the top slide in the picture a young woman who was in a program that CHEERS had called Community Voices that taught high school students to do qualitative research around racial ethnic disparities in health, was testifying at the State House on Disparities Action Day. And then we also do policy monitoring and advocacy. There are people who are quite vigilant on Disparities Council and now also focused on the Cost and Quality Council that attend their regular meetings as a monitoring strategy and sort of holding people's feet to the fire and being present in the room. You're also going to hear a presentation from Megan Patterson from the Boston Public Health Commission, who's been doing this work since 2002 when they were first funded, where they reached 2010 grant, and actually two reached 20 pancreas, one focused on breast and cervical cancer disparities, and the other on disparities among African-American elders in the city of Boston. Our mayor, who's been deemed the public health mayor around the country because of his commitment to issues around public health, also convened the mayor's Blue Ribbon Task Force to look at the issue of health disparities. He had a hospital working group, and they came out and funded some 22 projects around the city, and again, in a range of areas, including workforce development, food access and security, and issues like that. And we're really pleased that they also were the recipients of a recent grant from the CDC as a center of excellence in the elimination of disparities, and are now working across New England in this particular area around promoting health equity and social justice. You'll see also at our community level, this is the project I talked about that's sponsored by CHEERS, where we have a high school located on the campus of Northeast University, which is one of our institutional partners. And we employ kids during the summer as part of their summer jobs and their experiences in high school to actually train them in issues around disparities, chronic disease management, qualitative research, and particularly photo voice. And this picture actually just came from the front page of the Metro, which is the free newspaper in the city of Boston. It's given out to people that ride our subway system. It was actually, last Wednesday. Also, you'll see from Critical Mass in a presentation going to be given by Linda, what we're doing in other cities around Massachusetts. They did a readiness assessment in terms of mobilizing communities for work around racial ethnic disparities in health. And in one city in particular, Holyoke, which is a former mill town, it was a particular focus of that initiative. You'll hear about that as well. And then we'll be ending up with Roxanne Reddington Wild, who's going to talk about the Critical Mass Community Action Toolkit for really organizing and mobilizing communities to start to take action around racial ethnic disparities in health. And with that, I'm going to stop and turn it over to Dr. DeVete.